Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited about today's show. And you know what? We have had somebody missing on this show for weeks and months. And, you know, because she's so busy. And so, you know, I'll tell you who that's going to be in just a few minutes. But I am so excited with what's going on. I have to update you guys on my book. And there's so much going on. Benji and Jenna were in town last week and did a concert at the chapel at Cross Point. That was amazing to benefit LOL. And, you know, spring is in the air. I'm thinking church on the beach pretty soon. And so there's a lot to talk about. But you know what? It's been a while since I have really just talked about health, fitness, wellness, working out, the good, the bad, and the ugly, okay? We're going to talk about all of that today because, you know, it's been a long, long winter, and people I know have gotten off track, you know? So, you know, I have some tips to get you back on track, and also we're going to be talking about specific things that I have been writing and in my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, which is about ready to be released. I can't even believe it. Just pinch me right now. Pinch me. All glory and honor goes to God, by the way, because as I have said, if it wasn't for him, it would not be possible. The fact that I have breath in my lungs right now, if it wasn't for him, would not be possible. So, you know, I'm excited about this book, but it's all the glory and honor goes to God. And, you know, my whole purpose is to glorify and honor him and really to help people to, you know, be drawn to him, whatever way that happens. And for me, you know, maybe it's through, you know, just having a desire to learn more about, you know, taking care of the body God gave us. And so that's what I did. I wrote a book on how to take care of our mobile homes, our earthly suits, and our temporary mobile homes. And I'm so excited. So we're going to be talking today to my producer and very, very good friend and someone who I admire and love, Miss Carrie Cardinelli. And she's going to be here in just a few minutes when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And, you know, Carrie and I always have a lot to talk about. But we're really going to talk about getting back on track in terms of your fitness, your health, nutrition, you know, ditching the cover-up for spring if that's what's, you know, interests you. But really honoring God with our body. Taking care of that body God gave us and living that abundant life that he desires for us. And, you know, each week I have guests on to talk about different topics, but I couldn't think of anyone better than Carrie Cardinelli. And we might have a couple of surprise calls, too, as well, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. So when we come back, faith, family, food, fitness, do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Carrie Cardinelli joins me. Stay with us. That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much as your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their five convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. And, you know, spring is in the air, and I'm so excited about my guest today, my good friend and a beautiful servant of God and a wonderful, awesome, incredibly awesome singer, and my good friend and producer, Carrie Carnelli. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I love that voice. Okay. We know, and everybody knows because I post this, but when you sing, I don't know, something happens, okay? I mean, I know the Holy Spirit, honestly, you know, you're just convicted, Carrie. You're convicted, and it's just so amazing, and we can feel it, and I always cry. I'm like, okay, Carrie's singing today. I got to bring the Kleenex, okay?
Well, I always get the text message after.
Yes.
But, well, you know, I mean, thank you. And it's very encouraging. I just, you know, I really just humble myself in front of the Lord when he asks me to sing out for him and lead. And it's just, you know, I've come a long way. And he's really, my faith really ignited through singing for him and to him. And that's, I mean, about 7 years ago, that's how it started. So for me, it's just a matter of, I remember the first time I ever sang and led worship, I just remember him telling me to step aside and let him move through me. And so sometimes it's hard, you know, sometimes I have things going on in my life that it's really hard to do that. But I have to push myself to discipline myself to remove myself when I'm doing that, because it's him. It's all about him.
Right. And you know what? I was, and that comes out in your singing, you know, I mean, you can feel it. I was thinking about this the other day on how, you know, God uses, you know, different, obviously, circumstances to bring us to him and to, you know, to teach us and to transform us. And I never really thought about music in that way, honestly, and until I was going through what I was going through with my mom and my sister passing. You know, certainly my mom just passed less than a year ago, and, you know, both with my mom and my sister, I played worship music continuously the last week of their life. I did not want the TV on. I did not want anything negative around me, anything, you know, that was gonna, take my concentration off of the Lord of Lords. And God really used the music to really give me peace,
right,
in what I was experiencing, you know, with them slipping away. I just never really thought about how music can transform us and change us and really give us so much peace until I went through that.
Well, just the other morning, I was getting ready for work, and, you know, I just had some, I don't know, music on. I don't remember what it was, but I stopped myself and I put on a worship song, and I, for whatever reason, the lyrics it brought me to my knees. And I haven't been on my knees, like at my bedside, truly, like on physically on my knees at my bedside in a while. And I sat there and I just had my hands open and I just was just spending time with him in prayer. And I was overwhelmed with gratitude. And it just came over me and I thought, oh my gosh, I cannot believe what you've done for me in my life. I cannot believe how you have transformed me. I can't believe how you rescued me from the world that I was living in. And I was in the world for a long time. And I always really looking for him, but not being able to connect with him. But just to think back and see what he's done, how he's transformed me in every area of my life. And I just was overwhelmed with gratitude. And I just sat there in this prayer during the song. And it was the lyrics of the song that helped me to enter that. You know, so that's why I love worship music. And sometimes, look, it takes discipline sometimes to listen to worship music. It took discipline for you to turn the TV off, turn any secular music off, and to really enter the presence of the Lord because you were going through something and you really needed him. And so I think even now in the world, just surrounding ourselves, not even just music, with everything, the word, the right people, and, you know, I mean, there are people left and right now that I'm hearing that are falling away from their faith. I'm like, what is happening? And I feel like I just want to lock arms with the ones that are strong in their faith to keep me strong. But it's the same thing for me with music. If I have to keep that on, and it fuels me.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, and I think, you know, people are falling away, and the enemy will always try and mess us up, you know, destroy us, kill us, you know, part of, again, in my book, I talk about the fact that, you know, marriage is tough. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, you're not married yet, but even being single is tough. And so we go through things in our life. And I think, you know, for me, I have seen where the enemy has tried to get in there in so many ways. And so we do need to, you know, have that fellowship with believers that will help, you know, hold us, you know, on track and hold us accountable, I guess I'm saying. But, you know, the music, I mean, I'm thinking when you were talking about that is you sang at my mom's wake. Mm. And it was incredible, Carrie. It was incredible.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. I play that song.
The More I Seek You.
The More I Seek You by Carrie.
Carrie Job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Could be Carrie Carnelli, really. You know, I play that song in my yoga class, and I get so choked up, the more I seek you. But that song, the song that I specifically chose songs for my mom's wake that, you know, I knew would help to give me peace and to give my sister peace and my family peace. And, you know, it was so powerful. Word of God speak, you know, that song was off the charts, you know, but even I was thinking about Redeemed. Benji and Jenna did, you know, Redeemed last week at the chapel at Cross Point. And so, you know, I never really thought about how music could be so therapeutic. I love the fact that WDCX now has Worship 1-3.
Right.
Love that.
Right.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I mean, because you're in the middle of the day and it's like a breakneck pace. And it's just craziness.
Yes.
And my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, is coming out.
Very exciting.
I can't even believe it. I'm ahead of schedule, actually. I got a little behind schedule last year when my mom passed away, and I was going through all of that. But I'm ahead of schedule, and God has just been leading me through this whole thing, because certainly as I you know, posted on social media, you know, if it wasn't for God, it would never come to fruition. Nothing would.
Right.
And nor would it matter. Okay. For me, this book, The Raw Truth Recharge, is about faith, family, food, and fitness. 7 truths to health and fitness, because the Bible, you know, obviously, uses the word 7 very much in the book, and it's very significant. And I talk about that in my book, the significance of the number 7, but there's 7 truths that I believe in taking care of our body that we need to be, you know, practicing on a daily basis. And so that's what the book is about. But I just pray that, you know, that it just will help to motivate and educate people and realize that it's not about the scale. And that's what I want to talk about today. You know, it's not about the scale. It's not about the numbers. Certainly you should know your numbers, but let's talk about how we can, you know, reach our health and fitness goals and really our spiritual goals as well, because we should have that as well. And not to, you know, just be, you know, okay, I'm going to just starve myself, go on a liquid fast, not eat, you know, drastically cut calories, whatever people are thinking right now, because I'm telling you what, the gym is absolutely packed. Like, there's no equipment, okay, to get into my class. You know, you got to get there early. Spring is in the air, and people are, you know, concerned about that they want to get into shape first. But I think that we need to wrap our heads around the fact that, first of all, we need to, you know, have the right mindset, and that is to take care of the body God gave us and to glorify and honor God with our body. So when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we're going to be talking about that. And I want to mention also that my 12-week Raw Truth Recharge classes will be starting again in April. And actually, they'll be starting at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine, which we have over 50 people in the class right now over there at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. But also at the BAC Evans and the Colvin Club. And the Evans and Colvin Club I'll be offering for the first time an accelerated class. Mm. So it's not going to be 12 weeks. It's going to be a 4-week class or an 8-week class that you can choose from.
Wow.
And you'll get the same information that you would in the 12-week class. Because you know what? I know people don't want to be sitting in a class in July.
Right. You're right.
Okay, because we've had such a terrible winter. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to offer an accelerated class.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just make it shorter. So that's coming up, and all of that is on my website at robbieraw.com. So, Carrie Cardinelli in the house. We're talking about faith, family, food, and fitness. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board-certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure, and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, April 9th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Okay, we are back. Steve is on the board, on the phones today. We're going to have a special caller in just a little bit. And I'm so excited that Carrie Cardinelli is in the house.
I am. I'm here.
And, you know, I have to say, I heard on the radio, not our station, obviously, but the radio the other day, that a doctor was advertising lose 40 pounds in 40 days and no exercise. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this really a doctor? Because what doctor would say that you shouldn't exercise? I mean, that is, I'm sorry, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not healthy, okay? If you can exercise, you certainly should exercise.
Well, I've done it. I've done all those.
And never done that.
And lost the weight, and it either came back, or what I've noticed is I finally bit the bullet and started exercising hardcore. And what you've been talking about is the weights. And that's what I've done. So the weights have, you know, sort of not taken the place, but have gotten in the front of the line, and cardio is there, but the weights are in front. But I've noticed how weak all of the diets I've done in the past have made me.
Yeah.
I'm built like my dad. So I'm more muscular. And I mean, you know, I'm not downing any classes out there, but, you know, certain classes don't work for me. I need more challenging classes that help to build muscle for me. That's what works for me. And I've learned, wow, okay, so if I really build the muscle, it'll turn me into a fat-burning machine.
Yes.
That where, you know, the areas that I want to get rid of, I mean, I've been doing cardio my whole life. I've hated doing weights, so I've never really done them, or I will do them here and there, but now that I'm focusing on that, what a difference. And I've noticed how much I destroyed myself from not exercising over the years.
Yes. First of all, I want to say, Carrie, every time I see you, I feel like I'm looking at your, you know, younger little sister, okay? Seriously, because you have completely shrunk, transformed your body. I mean, you don't see it.
I don't. And the struggle's there mentally. I've been fighting it. And I wanted to say, you mentioned about the scale. I had to put my scale away.
Mm-hmm.
I had to. Now, I pull it out maybe like once a week to gauge how I'm doing. But I became obsessed with my scale. And I mean, obsessed. And granted, you know, it does help me to stay on track. But I know I'm building muscle. And I can't gauge what I'm losing. So if I measure myself once a week, it's better. I mean, before it was daily, twice, three times. I'm not kidding. Like three times a day. I would go on after I would eat.
Yeah.
And I would sabotage myself because I'm like, why would I step on the scale after eight? Of course I'm going to be up. I just eat food. But it became this obsession, and I cannot have an obsession in my life. I can't. How long have I known you?
A long time.
Okay. Well, about three. It's been about maybe 3 years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or more than
longer.
I know it does seem longer, but I mean, how long have you been on there?
Like 3 years.
Okay, so maybe four, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, 4 years.
I knew you longer, though.
You
know me.
But I didn't start working with you. Right. I mean, I still remember the day that you were here, and I was, like, hiding from you. I'm like, she's not coming near me because you were here helping Neil. But it wasn't until God brought you into my life, okay, 4 years even scares me to think, wow, it's been 4 years, but it reminds me so much of even my faith journey where, okay, so you don't want to become a Christian, just anybody out there when you had that transformation to become a Christian, when I had that transformation, I didn't want to jump in, but I didn't have a choice because God pulled me in and I was like, okay, I'm in, but there was a lot of hard work and I've been on this journey and he keeps crafting me and chiseling me and doing all these things. But it takes time with him, and it takes time to develop something beautiful.
Yes.
So for me, my body, okay, my body's always beautiful, whether I'm heavier or thinner, but there's dysfunction there because it shows where my dysfunction is with my eating habits and my discipline and all that stuff. And I'm choosing food over God. But it's taken me years. It's a journey. And I can look back and think, wow, God, there's no way God could have removed all that stuff, all of my junk with this. It's taking time. And I'm glad that it's taking time because I'm learning and it's sinking in. But even with doing weights, it's training me this mental thing where it's like, okay, I don't want to screw up because I'm really working hard. Now, I could go do cardio and feel like I'm, you know, losing weight and then go and eat a cheeseburger because I feel like, oh, I can just go sweat it out. Or for me, my deal was I would sit in the sauna for 20 minutes and sweat it out.
Well, a lot of people have that same mentality, you know, just eat what you want and just, you know, work out and, you know, sweat. Put your sweatsuit on and sweat out the fat or whatever, you know.
But the difference is I cannot believe the difference it's making in my body with the weights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what you've always been telling me. I'm like, okay, Robbie, sure, Robbie, okay.
Yeah, well, I kind of, 30 years, I kind of know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Plus, I've tried it on myself, too, you know. But it's critical because muscle dictates metabolism is, you know, I've said a million times, but muscle dictates metabolism. The more muscle mass you have in your body, the higher your metabolic rate, the more efficient you are at burning fat and utilizing calories, even at rest. When you're reading your Bible, when you're doing scripture, when you're doing your devotions, you know, you're burning fat and utilizing calories at a faster rate. What a beautiful thing.
But I had to buy into that.
Yeah.
I mean, I really had to buy into that. So I think until you start. And, you know, I've been doing weights for 2 months now, and I struggled the first month. I'm like, where are my results? What's happening? What's going on here, people? Like, I am doing this. I'm busting my butt on this. I'm lifting weights 4 times a week. Come on. And all of a sudden, I started to feel the results. But it's not a quick fix, but it is a good fix. It's a real fix because, like we always talk about, my issue with the scale and wanting the weight off right now. And it's like God showed me, Carrie, you have to work.
Right.
You have to work. And guess what, Carrie? I gave you muscle and I gave you a build to work. So just do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. God will give us the desires of our heart when we, you know, follow him. And he will show us the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he will give us the perseverance and, you know, change our heart and help us. But we need to lean on him.
Right.
We can't do it with our own flesh. And so you did the right thing by, you know, that's what we need to do is seek God first.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can pray about everything, but here's the clicker. We still need to take responsibility. We still need to make some changes. So
right.
We can't just say, oh, God, please, just change me so I don't eat chocolate chip cookie dough anymore. I mean, I need to make a decision that I'm not going to eat chocolate chip cookie dough anymore, you know, and obviously, you know, lay my burdens at his feet, but I need to take action as well. So listen, we got to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, we have a special guest on the
phone.
I'm
very excited.
So we are talking Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness with Carrie Cardinelli, and we have a special guest when we come back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment. 1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
Okay, we are back, and I've been talking to Carrie Cardinelli here. We're talking about faith, family, food, and fitness, and a lot of food and fitness today because I know it's the focus for a lot of people. Spring is in the air,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? People like to kind of, you know, seasonally, they think, okay, I've been wearing 7 layers of black lately, so I need to like kind of, you know, think about feeling good and fitting into my summer clothes and mm-hmm. what have you. But, you know, obviously we want to glorify and honor God with our body and take care of our mobile homes, our temporary earth suits. And we're going to go to the phones because we have a special guest on. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And it's Pastor Matt Gold. How are you?
I am doing okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. And you are the pastor of Alden Community Church. And you are in my book, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-oh, is right.
Oh, no.
Picture for a dartboard.
No, no. Listen, you know, your testimony is in there. And by the way, I love your profile picture on Facebook.
With my fam, my chickies, and yes. my little guy.
Yes, yes. Very, very good. So, you know, we're talking today about, you know, people who, you know, obviously spring is in the air and, you know, a lot of people have fallen off the bandwagon because it's been 50 below zero for about 4 months.
Yeah, all we want is stew and bread and chili.
I know. Right. And, you know, it is a struggle. And I know that you have been through the Raw Truth Recharge, Matt. And I know that, you know, you're incredibly dedicated to, you know, helping your body, you know, honor and glorify God. And so, Pastor Matt, how you doing?
I am.
You can be honest.
Well, come on, Matt.
You can be honest. That's why I called you.
Not as well as I should be.
Well, and, you know, sometimes we get off track because for whatever reason. But, you know, I'm thinking because we haven't had that accountability with the Raw Truth Rechargers that, you know, that might have been part of the problem.
And, I agree.
Yeah, you know, and you live like 5,000 miles away from me.
I know, so far away.
Yeah, so I wanted you to be on the air today because I want that public declaration from you. Uh-oh.
You always want public declarations.
That we're going to get back on track with the Raw Truth Recharge. Can we do that so we can?
We can do that because it's time. The sun is shining and it's a new day and it's time to get busy.
Okay. Well, I'm, you know, I'm with you. And, you know, I appreciate your honesty because, like I said, so many people have gotten off track. It's been, you know, and we don't want to blame the weather, but I'll tell you what, you know, you do want those comfort foods and you do want, you know, to kind of just stay home and not get out there and exercise and things like that when it's, you know.
Well, it does play a role. I mean, this was a rough winter and it's just dark and cold, and you just don't want to move, you
right.
know, and depressing.
I hibernated and I grazed really well.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get back on track, and I'll tell you what, I have a good friend of yours and ours sitting right here, and good morning, Neil Boron.
Good morning, uh-oh. Robbie. Yo, yo, how you doing,
kid?
What's happening?
Getting fat, that's all.
No, no, it's time to change.
Okay, time to change.
Yes. Well, Neil, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you are welcome. I walked into a fat conversation. Is that what happened here? Carrie's like, oh, come on in and say hi to Robbie. And all of a sudden, I'm on the radio. I see. All right. See where you're going with this.
Well, you know what? It's been a while since we've had a conversation. And I wish Marty could be here today, but he's in a meeting, so he couldn't be. But it's been a while, and Sarah, too, actually, that we have, you know, not gotten together to talk about taking care of our mobile homes. And it's been an awful, awful winter. But how are you doing, Neil?
I'm doing wonderful.
I know. I could see you.
And I've actually pretty much stayed the course. No, come on. You know, I mean, I've gained a little bit of weight back, but I'm still eating the same thing. Mary's given me the exact same food you talked about. I'm going to the gym. Your husband is my accountability partner. I see Jeff at the gym, you know, a couple times a week.
Yeah,
so I'm sure he's telling you that. But I noticed this on my calendar, March 22nd, 3 days. Oh, okay, that was this week, March 22nd. Is 4 months from the start of Kingdom Bound. Just saying.
What's that?
Well, because July 22nd is the start of Kingdom Bound, so March 22nd is exactly 4 months. So I say that we get back into the four-month ordeal.
Yes. What a coincidence.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. Well, come on. We need some motivation. So, you know, the motivation.
When is the 22nd?
The 22nd of?
Yeah. Of March.
Oh, well, let's see. Today is, Saturday. Today's Saturday the 21st.
It's tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow is 4 months.
Oh, my gosh. What a coincidence.
Well, sorry, I didn't check my calendar in advance because I didn't know I was going to be part of this conversation. Yeah.
Well, it's such a treat to have you here on a Saturday, Neil. So when I see you, you know, I just have to pull you in.
Gotcha. All right. But I'm good to go. You good to go, Maddie?
I am good to go.
All right.
Well, you're both.
Count me in.
Yeah, you know, you're both a part of my book, and your testimonies are in my book, which is coming out. And Neil, I didn't tell you, but I'm going to be kicking off my launch of my book at Whole Foods in New York City.
And, you're right. You didn't tell me, but I saw it on Facebook. How exciting is that?
Yes.
That is awesome.
I'm so excited. So the launch will be on Friday the 24th at Whole Foods in New York City of the Raw Truth Recharge the Book. And then the next day, Saturday, I'll be on stage at the World Conference for the Institute of Integrative Nutrition with a select group of authors. And I'm just so excited. And God, it's all the glory and honor to God, because honestly, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh, I think you do know what you're doing.
This is God's blessing on many years of faithfulness.
Oh,
you know, and Robbie, you have blessed us and spoken into our lives and so many others because you've been doing this for decades. Yes. And you started when you were four. But, you know, I mean, think about it. You have been faithful with little, and God has now given you much.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
You know, there's been so much on my heart, and, you know, really the whole book is about God, you know, because I'm talking faith, family, food, and fitness, but, you know, God is the center. And, you know, so I did put in the book, Neil, how you influenced me many years ago before I even knew you. And I was a wreck. I was on sinking sand. I was drowning. And listened to WDCX, and you know, you ministered to me and so many, 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 many other people, and you didn't even know it. You were God was using you to transform my heart. And so I mentioned that in the book, honestly, because it was a tipping point for me. And
wow.
You know, there. Yeah,
thanks.
I know.
Made the book.
And then here I am on the air, you know, and I helped you lose weight. I mean, you think that was a coincidence? Not. Okay. It was not a coincidence. But, you know, I'm just so grateful. Of course, last year, you know, Matt and you and Pastor Marty and Sarah and Carrie, we all did the Raw Truth Recharge at Kingdom Bound and talked about, you know, our accomplishments. And I want to get that back because you do need to have a goal. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people who are off track this year, it's time to get busy. And I fully believe that, you've heard me say this before, that grains are one of the main reasons we have an obesity problem here in the U.S. and Canada. Too many grains are the main problem that we have an obesity problem.
And is it because they turn to sugar in your body? Is that the issue?
Because most people think that wheat bread is okay. And that, you know, whole wheat bread is okay. And the types of grains that are out there that people are eating are a problem. And the fact that they still have stuck in their head that our government advised us to have 6 to 11 servings of grains per day. They have since changed the food pyramid, which is good. But I see it, and I've seen it in my practice and in the health and fitness industry for 30 years, that when people say they're eating healthy, the number one thing that I see when I ask them to write down what they're doing for 3 to 5 days is that they have bread in there. Now, I'm not against grains, but I'll tell you what, you don't need them every day. Mm-hmm. And so I truly believe that that is, you know, I'm convinced that it's a main reason why we have an obesity problem in the U.S. and Canada. So that, along with the fact that, you know, people are confused. They think vegetable oil is okay and, you know, wheat bread is okay and that exercise should be all about cardio. And so we are misinformed, and I believe that that is, you know, one of the major problems too. So where do people find the truth? And so I'm trying to help
in you. Your new book.
In my new book.
Bottom line.
The Raw Truth Recharge.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, honestly, I mean, I had to draw the line with this book because, honestly, people would come up to me at the gym and say, you know, I have this problem, my pain in my knee, you know, and what can I do about that? And I'd be like, that needs to go in the book. The answer's this, and that needs to go in the book. And it was just continuously me writing, and then finally I just had to say, that needs to go in the next book, okay? Right. I'm going to finish right. this book and right. get it out. It's like birthing a baby. But I am trying to give people the right information. So, you know, Carrie, we were talking about the fact that, you know, she has, I mean, Neil, check it out. I mean, every time I see her, I think she's leaner and leaner.
He can't tell. He sees me every day.
Well, he's what?
I said he can't tell. He sees me every day.
Darling, oh. You look modest. Let me tell you.
I thought you said he can't tell because he's married.
No, he sees me every day. So, you know, when you see someone every day, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I see myself and I can't see it.
Well, you know, Matt, are you working out? We need to get it down.
No.
Okay.
I should be.
Today's the day, Matt.
Today's the day.
Because you are a diabetic, right?
Correct.
That exercise is going to help you stabilize your blood sugar. Eating right, and we'll talk about what that is because we're already, you know, running out of time here. Of course, eating the whole foods of the earth that God created, the ones that we don't need to read a label on. What do you think, Matt, has been one of the reasons why it's been hard to stay on track this year? And what do you think was the worst temptation for you? Because there are listeners right now that are thinking, you know what, I think I'm eating healthy. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But what has been that thing that is drawing you or has drawn you off track?
You gave me a two-part question. The first answer is laziness. Just not doing what I know I should be. And the second is poor choices. I've talked about it in the past on your show that I have a very sweet tooth. And I, you know what? I normally eat pretty good throughout the day, but then it's little stupid snack things and poor choices late at night and just plain bad choices and laziness. That's the bottom line for me.
Okay, and so it's a decision right now that we're making to get back on track, right?
Correct.
Okay, so we can still have sweets, you know, because it's a matter of changing the ingredients, and that's what we need to know. You know, using coconut nectar and coconut sugar rather than all the other sugars that are out there because they're lower in the glycemic index. I have a chocolate chip cookie recipe in my book. Because
does Matt have to turn into a baker?
No, because...
No, he just needs a personal chef.
He does.
Because I'm thinking, okay, so, well, honestly, you know, if it comes down to ingredients, I'm thinking about Matt and how he's going to
create this in his house. Well, he doesn't have Mary.
That's a scary sight, isn't it?
Well, you know what? There are websites out there where you can get cookies delivered to your door, okay? You know, and again, they're in the book. But, you know, you can go to a place, you know, some of the Whole Foods, healthy food stores out there, which have cookies and sweets and things like that made with coconut flour, almond flour, coconut nectar, even xylitol. You know, xylitol, although it's a sugar alcohol, we can use it. It measures like sugar. It tastes like sugar. And it will, won't flip on, you know, make your blood sugar go high. And those, we're not using wheat flour. We're not using, you know, some of the other flours that people use. Certainly not using white flour. But I want our listeners to know that we can still have our cake and eat it too, as long as we use the right ingredients. Yesterday on AM Buffalo, I talked about all of the oils that we could use. And of course, there are a ton of oils that are healthy for us, but the oils we want to stay away from are vegetable oil, certainly Crisco, canola oil, cottonseed oil, corn oil, soy. You know, those are the oils that we want to stay away from. But there are a lot of oils that we can have. And Matt, you mentioned that you like to have little snacks. I do too. I will have nuts and seeds as a snack before I'll have, you know, something like a bar, okay? Because a lot of people will go to a bar. I know, you know.
You're talking candy bar here.
No, I'm talking like protein bar, you know.
Oh, okay,
like,
all right.
Way off track, Neil.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of bar we're talking about. I'm just clarifying.
All right. Well, not a patio bar.
Well, no, but, you know, we need to get used to saying, okay, rather than eating something that has a label on it, like a protein or energy bar, which could have too much sugar or the wrong kinds of ingredients, let's just have some nuts. Like some nuts and some seeds, and that will help us to feel fuller longer.
Okay, but you just asked him what his big downfall was. Mine, and I've been eating virtually the exact same stuff you said I should eat, but I've noticed that nuts have been a big problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say that, you know, I don't know if we're going to need to take a break here at some point.
Yep.
But Steve-O's given this the...
wrap it up.
You'll wrap it up.
Okay, but nuts, I mean... 11 almonds, I can't do it with 11 almonds. So I was, you know, grabbing a handful here or there, but it was beginning to be a downfall. So, yeah, you can do some, right, but not many.
Well, and that, you know, when we're talking in terms of, you know, five things that you should do to get in shape for spring, you know, number one is watching, you know, obviously the fat, the amount of fat you're putting in. Fat is good. Fat is our friend, but definitely watching the amount of fat that we're putting in. So, yes, we do need to limit it, and it does, even though calories in and calories out, you know, don't matter as much as the type of food that we're eating, in terms of fat content, it does kind of matter a little bit, you know. And then ditching the grains, of course, drinking more water, exercising, and, of course, you know, making sure that we stay motivated because, you know, you become most like the five closest people you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're hanging out with people who want to go, you know, for cookie dough, like I did, then that's what you're going to be doing. If you hang out with people who are trying to stay on track and eat healthy and exercise and feed themselves spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, then that's what you're going to do. And so the point is, you know, with you, in terms of nuts, I've had the same thing, Neil. You know, I know when I'm eating too many nuts and I'm not exercising a lot, my pants and my clothes will start getting a little tight. I just cut back on them. That's it. You know, and you have that insight, Neil, which is great that you realize that. And so now is the time.
Well, I had Mary going, Neil, you're eating way too many nuts. But
I'll tell
you
this. A little tip, something I picked up over the past couple of months is I've really tried to just stick to serving sizes. I've really tried to stick to, even with nuts. So if it's 11, then that's what I'm having is 11. If I operate within serving size of what I'm supposed to be eating, that has helped me to keep myself from not, because I'll eat anything overboard. I'll eat pounds of vegetables just because I can eat. I just want to eat.
Yeah.
So I have to try to stick to portion. I do need portion control because I'll eat everything.
Well, and that's a good point because some of the serving sizes are actually five serving sizes. And, you know, if you buy a, not that we would buy a bag of chips from a vending machine, but it could be a serving for five people or two people. And so you're thinking, oh, this is a serving for one person, and it's not. So, yes, absolutely. But, okay, so we need all of us. We know Kingdom Bound is 4 months away from tomorrow, and we are all putting the pedal to the metal. Yes? Amen?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. Amen. I am fully committing on the air here, contrary to what my good friend Peter Tasca, host of Faith, Food, and Football, did. When he kind of skirted that issue, I am making the commitment on air here. And I'm calling him out in the process.
Well, it's time for Pete Tasca to jump on board.
That's
I'll
right.
That.
We need
we
to
got,
get in his
We got
face.
Maddie going on, and Marty's in on this, too?
Marty's good. He's good,
all
yes.
Right, we're good.
Okay, Pastor Matt, so we are, and I'm coming to see you. I think I need to come to Alden Community Church. Can I come and visit?
Really?
Yes.
I think that all of you need to, but, you know,
It would be.
You know, I had a friend that used to come all the time, but he doesn't ever come anymore. But I'm not going to call out names like he always does. You
know? thrown under the bus yet again.
I would love to. I'd love to do that. We are making that public commitment, and right now I hope our listeners are making this as well. It's time, people. We're out of the tundra. We're starting to feel spring is in the air. I just saw a truck shipping, like carrying away the snow in front of my house yesterday. I'm like, awesome, yes, take it out of here. Like they have to come in with shovels like it's sand. But, you know, so we're going to do this. And Matt, Pastor Matt, can we see you at Kingdom Bound next year and this year, actually,
yeah,
in 4
July,
months.
22nd to the 25th.
And we will all meet again and, you know, give our public declarations there as well.
With bells and whistles on.
Well, we love you, Matt.
Back at you.
You're so cute. Well, listen, you know what? I am so grateful that we got to talk today, and I'm excited to continue to, you know, obviously help our listeners to stay on track. And Neil and Carrie, it's been such a special event today to have you guys here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so glad I got informed that I was going to be on the
yep.
show today, as I walked through the front office.
I like to drag people in.
It was very nice of you, Carrie. Thanks for pulling me in.
I like things that are impromptu, okay? You know, like right. I just woke up and I said, you know what? Today's show has to be about, you know, really the thing I love to talk about, which is faith, family, food, and fitness. And, you know, I'm excited to get everybody on track. And I think that, you know, today, there's no better day than today. I mean, you've asked me this before on your show, Neil.
Yep.
How do people start? How do they start? They just start.
They start today.
Yep. You know, you mentioned seeing my husband at the gym. Actually, he bought memberships for myself, our two daughters, and himself for that gym. I haven't been there once because I work in another gym.
Well, I think, too, it's just, you know, starting and just making one decision, even if it's every day to change something, or if it's just every week, change something, just to remove something out of your diet or add something in. Just start with a simple change, and I think that that helps to motivate. I know that motivates me when I make a small change to then make another change.
Right, and know that you're not, you know, alone, and that, you know, really a small change like that can make a huge difference
yeah.
over time. So if today you decide that you're going to start eating Ezekiel bread, and that's the only bread you're going to eat because the recipe's in the Bible, and it's loaded with protein, high in fiber, has all the essential amino acids equal to eating an egg, then, you know, you will only eat that kind of bread, whether it's the pasta and the wraps. And, you know, I even make tortilla chips with the Ezekiel wraps, you know, just put them in the oven. And you know, so if you are have celiac disease, you're going to eat the gluten-free bread, but you don't need it every day. Making that one decision to cut down on the amount of bread and only eating the right bread will make a huge difference in your life. And obviously, if you want to get lean on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we are all going to be at Kingdom Bound. That's going to be earlier this year, right, Neil? July.
Yeah, instead of August, it's moving to July, the 22nd through the 25th.
And then Church on the Beach is coming up?
Yeah, June 28th through September 6th.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be there, and I hope all of our listeners will be there. And so, Pastor Matt Gold, thank you for joining us. Carrie Cardinelli.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. And Neil Boron.
Wow. Thanks, Robbie, for having me
Such
on your
celebrity.
Show.
Such a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal to have you guys here because I know
so
you're
much.
So busy. So thank you. Tune in to Lifeline every Monday through Friday, 1 to 3, and or 3 to 6. And, of course, 1 to 3 is worship. What
one
is it?
To
one to three worship.
Worship one to three. Worship.
Yes. Super simple. All right. All right. Listen, you guys, have a wonderful week and stay on track, and we'll see you right back here next week. God bless.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board-certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure, and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, April 9th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Hey everybody, this is Neil Boron. I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. I've struggled with my weight for years, and I finally got the right help from my dear friend Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. She can help you too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and her signature plan, the Raw Truth Recharge, an 8 to 12 week class with a 7 to 14 day detox to help you get the results you're longing for. Whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, hey, it's time you seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. The struggle is a daily one, but this plan will help change your life. For more information, visit our website at robbieraw.com. That's Robbie Raw, RAUGH.com.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.